This is KGMI Connects with Joe Tian, a live local show about our community and you on KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham and KGMI.com.
Well, happy, happy Monday to you. Hope you're on an even keel here time-wise after our springing forward yesterday. And I don't have a call screener, at least for this part of the program. We're a little bit shorthanded this afternoon. We got our sports talk guy, Alan, down in Arizona. I guess we're in Peoria for Mariners spring training camp this week. He's down there talking to the team and all that stuff. And so we're coordinating that. And we got other folks that are off. So we'll forge ahead and do our best to get you on the air. Well, we will get you on the air, I promise. So call us, 360-676-5464. I might not answer. I might just put you right on hold and get to you as soon as I can, and I'll ask you your name when I throw you on the air live. How's that? But don't be afraid. Just call and tell us what's on your mind here on this Monday afternoon. Weather-wise, it's been a little bit yucky. Hi, KGMI Connects. We'll get right to you, okay? Hang on. We'll get you on the air here in just a moment. I don't have a call screener. I'll pick you up and put you on hold and get to you as soon as I absolutely can. We got three people on hold already. Windy over the weekend and rainy and just kind of, I guess we had it coming. We've had some pretty nice weather here during these winter months. So, March, in like a lamb, out like a lion, or vice versa. But I guess we're kind of into it before, Anyway, great to have you with us, and we want to hear from you, whatever's on your mind here on this Monday afternoon. And let's just dive right in. And hi, caller, what's your name? You're live on the air here on KGMI Connects.
Rich in Ferndale.
Hey, Rich, what's on your mind today?
Well, ABC Recycling's back in the news, and I was wondering, they're in trouble for something, but I thought they hadn't started building anything yet.
They've been shipping, they want to build this scrap metal, or this metal shredder.
Recycling facility, right, shredder, yeah.
And that would add to what they've already been doing. Apparently they've... I've got to go back and...
So what are they doing now? Are they shipping stuff out from some other grinder or something?
That's what I understand, yeah. And forgive me, I'm not as up to date on this story as I should be, really. Because we've got our reporters following
reply
it.
Reply to the caller from a week or two ago, I think it was about a week ago, that sending jobs overseas and how bad that is, and resending our shredded materials here, it's our ore. Well, what people don't realize is the reason things go overseas is because it's cheaper to do it there. And part of the reason things are cheaper there is they don't pay their people, and we have what we like to call free trade. Well, free trade doesn't mean fair trade. So we have sent our environmental laws and our high cost of labor have facilitated us sending manufacturing over there. And it's sad because we should be doing these things here, and we could be doing it better than anybody else. But our red tape makes it so it don't happen here. Now, with the computer chips, like Biden signed a deal to bring the chip manufacturing back or some of it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good, and we need more of that.
Yeah,
we should be building the things we need here and not be relying on other places. Other places have different rules, different agendas, maybe bad governments like communism. Here we are supporting China, and they're communists, and they control their people as if they're robots. And, communism isn't – I don't like communism, but yet we do business with them like they're the best thing. So, we should bring more of that stuff back. It would be good.
Yeah.
Do it yourself. Make it yourself.
As far as this scrap metal that's shipped out of here, as I understand it, it's not going to build new cars or are used in these – in kind of high-tech or any kind of high level of manufacturing, as I understand it, by and large,
rebar.
It's used for rebar, for construction. What's going on all over the world?
I think there's a rebar manufacturer in the Seattle-Tacoma area.
Well, there might be, yeah.
I see trucks coming up the freeway a lot with rebar on them going to Canada, going north. And I thought that they had some sort of reclaimed recycling facility where they made rebar there, too. And it's like the only thing that was still made there. It's just the simplest of things, rebar, compared to other steel.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, but we should have it done here. We should be like we were years ago, self-sufficient.
Right, I understand that.
Jobs.
But then, you know, I guess you know then the issue of labor. If they're going in search of cheap labor, I don't know that necessarily that we want to be on a race to the bottom as far as what workers are paid.
Prices will go
here.
Up on things. I mean, it's going to cost us more on our goods, but maybe we won't be so consumer based buying every darn thing because we have the money to do it. We're going to buy things that we need more than the consumerism and the 40 pairs of shoes. You know, if shoes cost $300 a pair, you would have two and they would last a long time and you would take care of them.
Yeah.
But the dirt cheap stuff, we have 20 and 30 of them, half of them go to the landfill.
Yeah.
Which, you know, are cheap things incentivize waste and incentivize, you know, it's not really good for your carbon footprint to have more stuff than just to have a closet full of 10,000 things. I mean, it's wasteful.
Well, that's true. I mean, the closer anything is made to you, the less distance it has to travel and the less carbon emissions there are in sending it. So there's a lot of truth to what you're saying. Absolutely.
I mean, I would like us to be self-sufficient. I mean, locally, too. Food. How much more safe would it be if you ate within 50, 60 miles of where you live instead of something made 800 miles or 1,000 or heck, in overseas, some of our fruit and vegetables now comes from Mexico.
Out of it,
I don't know what chemicals do they use on that stuff. I mean,
do we
want to know?
I would think,
I suspect
that stuff that's imported, is there's some quality assurance, so you got to hope.
Some.
I mean, because we import, you know, we import beef and other food products from Canada as well, yeah.
Well, Canada has similar regulation to us, similar people, similar culture. It's very, I would call that a level playing field as far as trade. We're very close. Now, Mexico, we're not. I mean, look at the style of living and wages in Mexico. It's very different than the United States. Those people probably make half as much as we do, and they live on nothing.
They have different standards. But they've even had companies, you know, seek cheaper labor than they were finding in Mexico, too. So
that's true. Mexico's second world, so it does get cheaper from there, actually, which is kind of scary. But
all right.
We're willing to do business with them.
All right, Rich. Thanks for your call.
Have a good day, Jim.
Yeah, you too. And just on kind of on another note, as far as the recycle facility, I mean, are we going to have nothing that, and no kind of working waterfront? Is that what we want, or just the kind that's? I guess I'm a little put off by the uproar over that, and that'll make me unpopular among some neighborhoods, probably, or some groups anyway. But once again, I don't have a call screener, so give me a call 360-676-5464. I'll put you on hold just as soon as I can. So let it ring, and I'll get you on. And Jim in Bellingham is on the line. I picked him up before we started the show. So what's on your mind today, Jim?
No importance.
Are you in Seattle?
Seattle.
Okay,
yeah.
Seattle, okay.
Well, Rich kind of piqued my interest a little. He talked about high labor costs and, you know, we should do it less. And I'm all for that as long as it's done together. There's Michael Prenti. I've brought him up many times. One of the things he wrote in his book, Dirty Truths, about there's three groups of people, A, B, and C, and there's a tiny portion of people in group A who usually do not work at all. And they do so because they don't have to work. They have so much money, they're in the billions and all this. And so, you know, why would they escape our scrutiny from Rich and only focus on the people that are in the street or working in fast food or whatever you call it. So I'm all for giving up to support a ecological, safe environment with a good wage that you can live on but wouldn't be excessive. Now, in keeping with that fact, I was on the Internet last night. There's Kirsten Sinema. You're probably aware of that name, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Sold her soul. She started out as a Green. Then she went to a Democrat, and she was independent. Now she got $1.5 million from private equity. That's supposed to be a confusing term, but There's a good article by or a video on Chris Hedges. He's a pretty well-known left-wing writer. He's been around for a while. He has interview shows. This one's with Gretchen Morgenson, M-O-R-G-E-N-S-O-N. And she talks, she wrote a book about private equity. And these people make billions of dollars. They're billion, 10 to 20, 30 billion they're worth. They vary. And there's, I don't know how many of them, but there's enough of them. And they just strip these companies of assets. And she's getting $1.5 million to do this. And as the Gretchen guest, Gretchen Morgenson, said, she scotched it. You know, she cut it out. She made it work. Or she cut out the bill that was passed to try to combat this a little bit. And she's also got a job now in private equity. And these people, they generate billions for themselves. They leave the wreckage of the companies that they took over and then stripped of the assets. Then they do all sorts of other things like stealing from pensions, forcing people to give them breaks on the company they have left that has to rent the land because they sold the land that they actually work, you know, the building is on, is underneath. And it's often hard to track all this. So, and then there's one other thing, the annual bill for private water. Michael Parenti would talk about this too. Private water service is 60% higher than public. Doing the same thing. Right. And the financiers hide behind complexity. They don't want you to know all this. And it's got some very big corporations that and government officials that kind of assist in them and become on the
okay. Well,
called the board or whatever.
Very bad. Are they all snively whiplashes, or is it a case of some that are bad actors, but others are legitimate companies that maybe even are doing a service? I mean, if they're buying up companies that are failing or struggling, I mean, it's not all pirates out there. I guess I would say that. Sure, there are those that get filthy rich off of these companies, and you know there are investors.
Yes.
There are a lot of small investors too that see gains and see benefit
so not
to
these
it.
Guys. You all should right. read it. At private okay. equity, don't be fooled by it. You know, if you hear the all name, look into it, because they are healthy companies. Mitt Romney did this, the same thing. He was a similar type of a person. That's how he got his wealth.
Well,
I'm
not saying they're all good, but I tend to think that we generalize and throw everybody in the same boat. It doesn't matter what area of life it's in. Thanks, Jim. I appreciate your call. Everybody is evil. These are all evil. These are all good, or vice versa. And it's just around and around we go. But call me and let it ring, 360-676-5464. I got a couple of folks calling that right now, and I'll get you as soon as I can and put you on hold. We'll get you on the air here on KGMI Connects, 360-676-5464.
Most people don't really know an HVAC company until things go wrong, and we're trying to kind of prevent that. We want people in town to know about us and us know about them so that we can actually manage their systems before it fails. We want to make sure that we have a very well-designed team, effort, approach. I want to be in the other person's shoes, and I'm going to talk to them as if I'm in their shoes, like, hey, this is what I would do, this is what we don't want to do and why. That's a big deal to us, because the more you know, the more you can be prepared to make decisions that make sense for you. So the Mars Advantage Plan is, in fact, our organized approach to make sure that we're in homes once a year. We know when we're coming. Customers can know when they expect us. The whole goal is better maintained equipment means less emergencies.
The Mars Advantage Plan. Annual maintenance on your heating and cooling system starting at $149. For out-of-this-world service, call Mars today.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralask brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralask pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
With Progressive's Home Quote Explorer, you can check if you're paying too much for home insurance, because giving you options is the right thing to do.
Oh, yeah, like bringing brownies to a dinner party. But I never bring brownies with nuts, because not everyone likes nuts, so they wouldn't eat those brownies. And even people who do like nuts will still eat brownies without them. Why? Because they're brownies.
But still, it's the right thing to do. So compare rates with Progressive's Home Quote Explorer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
He's always stood out. She moves to her own beat. The word ordinary has never applied. BrightStar Care is more than standard home care. Our nurses create personalized plans and oversee and evolve them to fit your needs. Our agencies earn the highest accreditation in healthcare, and we offer 24/7 nurse availability throughout the care journey. Because your loved ones are one of a kind, and they deserve one of a kind care.
Staying connected with your community each Saturday at noon with KGMI's Community Connection, as local business leaders share their expert advice. Sponsored by
Lighthouse Mission Ministries, Dewey Griffin Subaru, Feller Heating and Air Conditioning, Contact Counseling, and Guided Solutions.
Community Connection, Saturdays at noon on KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham, and streaming live at mybellinghamnow.com. We're taking your calls live on KGMI Connects, 360-676-5464.
Great to have you with us here on this Monday afternoon. We got a bunch of folks ready to let us know what they're thinking about today. Go to Dave in Bellingham. Hi, Dave.
Oh, hi, Joe. Well, I didn't think I'd be the first to break this news since it's a few days late.
Okay.
But after people were blasting Biden for his mispronouncing the name of the lady murdered by an illegal immigrant by calling her Lincoln Riley instead of Lakin Riley at the State of the Union speech, then on the Ingram Engel show, Laura Ingram had a story about Donald Trump's daughter-in-law and called her Laura Trump instead of Lara Trump, and even spelled her name wrong in the headline, spelling it Laura, L-A-U-R-A, instead of Lara, L-A-R-A. Right. Haven't heard any complaints about it, maybe because no one was murdered except for the spelling and pronunciation. Okay, back to the news from other minds.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate that update. Let's go to, we got Keith over on Sandy Point Heights. Hi, Keith.
Hey, Joe, how you doing?
Good, good. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, I just, I'm a retired gentleman, around 70. When I was younger and working full-time in construction, I didn't pay much to the news, attention to the news, and I think I was better off.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so, but now I have a fascination. I like history, especially like World War II planes and different things, but I'm just curious. Today I seen an interview with an Israeli assistant prime minister, and he was on Fox News with a gentleman, the interviewer. The Fox News guy hammered him pretty hard about the Palestinian casualties and what their plan was. So I got to thinking, so I did a bunch of history investigation. And I'm not trying to be biased any way or the other.
Okay.
And he said, we're not going to stop until we see the white flag of Hamas. And the gentleman said, well, you're killing these civilians. He said, well, that's part of war. So I looked up Pearl Harbor. 2,403 people died. We killed 3 million Japanese soldiers, 1 million Japanese civilians. And not a word was said. Now, back then, social media was not even a thought. And I think if it was, it would be a whole different story, probably. And I'm not even going to go into the Russians killed in World War II and how we fought Germany and Americans killed. But it just seems to me that we killed a million Japanese civilians and 3 million, or excuse me, 2 million, 2 million Japanese soldiers in World War II to defeat an evil empire that was trying to gain control of lands. And they thought we were a threat in the Asian Pacific seas, so they attacked us. Mm-hmm. Now, what's the difference? I mean, Israel's trying to stop Hamas from becoming a threat, and they won't stop until they see the white flag. And we didn't stop in World War II until we seen the white flag from Germany and Japan. I mean, what's the difference? I'm confused. What are your thoughts?
Well, I guess, I mean, we can't forget that we lost hundreds of thousands of American lives in the Second World War as well. I guess I hate to equate these different conflicts. I mean, World War II was, and I've read a lot about it. I grew up in the age when it, you know, pretty much every weekend or every week there was a new movie about the World War II coming out, and I studied it quite extensively. And it was an incredible time, and
as have I.
Yeah,
yes.
And I don't know that we should just equate every conflict now with what happened then, and say that was good. I mean, we could, you know, look at the First World War. I mean, it was brutal and awful, and it was a stalemate for most of it. And you know, how many, you know, lost their lives and suffered horribly during that? I mean, it just seems to me that there's somebody in, you know, controlling Hamas, obviously, that hasn't waved the white flag and is still refusing to surrender, refusing to turn over hostages. They haven't wiped out Hamas after months and months. And to what end? It just seems that I would agree with President Biden, who's saying that at least from a PR standpoint, what Israel continues to do is not really benefiting that country. It's hurting them as far as world opinion and support around the world. It just seems like, at least I want to think that we're in a more enlightened time now, and one where we don't have to, you know, carpet bomb and destroy civilizations, just, you know, to get at the ones that have hurt us. I'm just, you asked me, so I'm just kind of shooting from the hip here with my thoughts.
But. Hey, I appreciate your opinion because I'm a bit confused on it. So that's good. Thank you.
All right, Keith. Well, good to talk with you as always.
You bet.
All right. Take care. All right. We'll continue with discuss it and think about it because there's no easy answer, that's for sure. And I've said many times, Hamas knew that Israel was going to react this way and knew that the retaliation was going to be brutal. And I suspect made this calculation that that it would ultimately damage Israel's standing on the world stage. But and sacrificing civilian lives in the cause. So it's an ugly situation for sure. Quick, before we take a break, Michelle in Bellingham's on the line. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Joe. I agree with you that it's impossible to equate all wars. Even in the last 200 or 300 years, it is impossible. But here's the thing. Before I talk about how disappointed I am in Joe Biden, or should say President Biden to be more respectful, I want to say one thing. The news broke this morning that Hamas had turned down the Israeli and American ceasefire proposal for the seventh time. And there have been several valid proposals by the Israelis and the Americans, often in concert. And Hamas also stated, bold-faced stated, either last night or this morning, I'm not sure of the time element, that they want to continue to have attack after attack after attack on the Israeli citizens. They want to kill as many as they can. Joe, Hamas is a total death cult, every bit as horrible and as bad as the Nazis were or any other horrendous civilization in the history of the earth. But I agree with people who say we should do what we can. I honestly, as I called in the other day, don't understand why so many civilians have to die. I don't really understand in an area smaller than Whatcom County, well, I mean the western part of Whatcom County, why they have to die. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just something that I guess I would need to talk to a military warfare expert or something. Anyway, on to Biden. Now, I liked Biden to some degree when he was vice president. I don't think he was as bad as some people made him out to be way back when. He is a career politician, on and on. But the thing is, he's human. He's got his flaws. But the thing he did, I guess it was either yesterday or the day before, I forget. It was either 2 or 3 days after Thursday's State of the Union, when he, refused to apologize for Lake and Riley's death, and he also later refused to apologize for twice mispronouncing her first name as Lincoln, of all things. And, you know, all I'm saying is that Biden just now, I mean, by now, I mean in the last day or so, has apologized for calling the accused killer of Lake and Riley, and I think you could safely say he's an awfully good suspect, or horrendous suspect, depending on how you want to say it. But the killer of Lake and Riley, he apologized for calling him an illegal. Well, look, I give Biden the right to use any term he wants for the immigrants. After all, it's his fault that millions and millions of people are coming into this country in the last 3 years, three plus years, almost 4 years pretty soon. And, you know, it's one of those things that, it's just totally disgusting to me that he apologized on behalf, you know, maybe he was being, I agree that the vast majority of even illegal aliens are not bad people. You know, many of them are just trying to get better lives. I understand that. And there are very few killers among the bunch in terms of, you know, the millions that have come in. You know,
yeah,
I don't think there are millions of killers by any means. But to call, but he is, and so are the rest of them, illegal aliens.
Well,
and there are such things as illegal people, and those are among the illegal people.
So what they're doing is illegal. I mean,
it's illegal.
Well, a person who's here
without,
yeah, but does that are you? You're an illegal then. You're not. That's your definition.
You're an illegal alien.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
okay.
You are.
We'll leave it at that.
And that's what it boils down to.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Michelle. Quick break. Back with more. We got Steve on the line. We want to hear from you, too. Whatever's on your mind. 360-676-5464. It's KGMI Connects.
Are you eligible for Medicare soon and feeling overwhelmed by all of the insurance plan information coming your way? Call Guided Solutions, formerly Vibrant USA, at 866-733-5111. Our goal is to make your move to Medicare as seamless as possible. We specialize in the health insurance plans to go with Medicare and can review with you how Medicare works, health plan options available, and how to get enrolled. There is never a fee for our service, and with offices in Linden, Bellingham, Freeland, and Everett, help is just a phone call away.
You've got questions about your car or truck? And we have answers on KGMI's In the Shop. Dan from Bellingham Automotive, Brian from Dr. John's Auto Clinic, and Kirk from Angler Automotive are here to help. And we have a great new way for you to get your questions or comments to them. Email them to intheshop@kgmi.com. Then listen each Saturday at 9 a.m. or check out the podcast at mybellinghamnow.com. Once again, that's intheshop@kgmi.com.
Follow the rainbow to Silver Reef for your chance to win a share of over $52,000 in prizes. Every Thursday could be your lucky day with hot seat drawings from 6 to 9 p.m. Three lucky winners will be drawn every hour for a chance to find their very own lucky clover. The results are in, and you voted us best casino and best steak in the Northwest. Thank you all for your support. Silver Reef Casino Resort, located off I-5, exit 260. We've got that.
At Silver Reef Casino Resort, we've got that. Escape the hustle and bustle of the city and get ready for a fun and relaxation-filled getaway. Luxury hotel rooms? Yep. Championship golf? Mm-hmm. Top-rated casino with all the best slots and table games? Yes and yes. World-class dining at the region's best and Wine Spectator award-winning steakhouse? Yes, please. The total package is only missing one thing. You. Silver Reef Casino Resort, located off I-5, exit 260. We've got that.
The latest local news and important topics of the day from the West Mechanical Studio.
No gimmicks, just the highest quality systems, 0% interest financing, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Rely on West Mechanical Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical. Contact them today at westmechanical.net.
Get the latest news and information 24/7 with KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham and mybellinghamnow.com. We're taking your calls live on KGMI Connects.
360-676-5464.
Once again, I don't have a call screener today, so just let her ring and I'll get to you just as soon as I can. I'll pick you up and put you on hold, or maybe I'll put you on the air just right then. I'll ask your name and say, who are you? Well, we know we have Steve on the line here. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Joe. Calling somebody an illegal alien is just a way to dehumanize them. I don't like monsters. So Biden corrected himself later and said the preferred term is undocumented.
And he didn't apologize. He didn't say, oh, I'm sorry to this guy for calling him an illegal. He said
he regretted
using that term to refer to someone who's in the country without documentation. Whatever that's worth to whoever may be listening to my explanation.
Yes. Undocumented, I prefer to call them asylum-seeking Christian refugees.
Okay.
But
all right.
Undocumented resident is okay, but that's not what I wanted to talk about.
We don't know if they're all Christians, so.
Oh, you'll find a lot of them are Catholic. But anyway, which is fine, nothing wrong with that. Uh-huh. What I want to talk about is that it's reported today that Donald Trump's attorneys have asked the judge in the Stormy Daniels case to push it back. The trial date is March 25th, and he's real guilty. They wanted to have this pushed back until the Supreme Court rules on whether a president like Donald Trump has immunity for life for any crimes he committed as president. I think the answer is no, but the Supreme Court's going to take a while on this one. I think that's great because, the Stormy Daniels story, of course. He had an affair with her 4 months after Melania gave birth. He had a one-night stand with her or something like that. And he's afraid when he ran – this is before he ran for president.
What he's accused of doing was it happened before he was president. Right?
Before he was president, and he had his attorney, Michael Cohen, pay her $160,000, and he reimbursed Michael Cohen with a series of 11 small checks. And the fun part about that is he tried to, on his taxes, he called them legal services, so he could write them off on his taxes. But the record shows Michael Cohen has said, hey, check the record. I did no legal work for him during the period I was getting paid back by him.
Okay.
Anyway, what's fun about that, I think you were just alluding to that, is that this all happened before he was president of the United States. So not only is he asking, but we have to hold the trial out till the Supreme Court decides about presidential immunity for life. He doesn't just want presidential immunity for life. He wants presidential immunity for things he did before he was president. I got a feeling the judge is going to say no.
Probably, that's a stretch from his previous request. All right, Steve, appreciate the call.
Thanks.
All right, and we'll see how that all washes out. I mean, we can keep jabbering about that. I saw where the Mar-a-Lago employee who was apparently involved in the document issue, and he's speaking out now, and he said he wanted to tell his story, but so the voters knew before Election Day. Well, I don't know. Is any of this going to sway anyone? It seems that those who are convinced that he would be the greatest person to take the White House next will vote for him no matter what kind of news comes out, and those that think he would be the worst are not going to change their thoughts on that. So. We'll take a quick break, and we shall be back in just a moment. It's KGMI Connects. And once again, I don't have a call screener. If you want to call during the break, I can pick you up, put you on hold, and have you ready to go. Otherwise, just give a ring and let it ring. 360-676-5464 is our number.
Join the celebration of flight and the wonders of nature. The Wings Over Water Northwest Birding Festival, a magnificent weekend from March 15th to the 17th, marking 21 years of world-class bird watching. A journey through Blaine, Drayton Harbor, and other key areas, hosting an incredible variety of migratory birds. Discover a world with activities designed for every age. Embark on field trips, wildlife cruises, and immerse yourself in the beauty that surrounds us. The highlight, an all-day birding expo on Saturday featuring expert speakers, wildlife presentations, and live raptor shows that promise awe-inspiring moments. And for the young explorers, bird-tastic activities, arts, and crafts will spark a love for the great outdoors. Browse through a selection of birding essentials from vendors. Viewing stations and guides introduce you to your favorite feathered friends. For all the information on this Northwest Birding Festival, visit WingsOverWaterBirdingFestival.com. The Wings Over Water Birding Festival, March 15th through the 17th, the celebration of birds, nature, and community.
Are you eligible for Medicare soon and feeling overwhelmed by all of the insurance plan information coming your way? Call Guided Solutions, formerly Vibrant USA, at 866-733-5111. Our goal is to make your move to Medicare as seamless as possible. We specialize in the health insurance plans to go with Medicare and can review with you how Medicare works, health plan options available, and how to get enrolled. There is never a fee for our service, and with offices in Linden, Bellingham, Freeland, and Everett, help is just a phone call away.
This week with P&W Perks, experience delicious food and amazing service at The Mill at 7th in Linden for half the price. The Mill at 7th, Linden's hidden gem of a restaurant located under the windmill on Front Street, you'll find comfortable dining, exceptional service, and delicious food. If you haven't experienced The Mill, it's time for you to visit. The food and atmosphere at The Mill are always exceptional, and the service is top-notch. From the apple crostini appetizer to the outstanding burgers, you won't be disappointed. And don't leave without dessert. Try the cheesecake to satisfy your sweet tooth, or stop by for a craft cocktail, beer, or glass of wine in the bar. Visit The Mill today for an exceptional date night experience, group parties, and catering options. Downtown Linden on Front Street under the windmill. This Thursday at 8 a.m., get a $50 gift certificate at The Mill at 7th and Linden for just $25 at pnwperks.com. That's a 50% discount at The Mill on 7th, only at pnwperks.com this Thursday.
Get informed and inspired with Saturday Morning Live on KGMI. Join a group of knowledgeable hosts as they present a variety of guests and viewpoints on issues important to our area and to you and your family. Sponsored by Asset Advisors LLC at Linden Sheet Metal each Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham. Streaming live at mybellinghamnow.com. We're taking your calls live on KGMI Connects. 360-676-5464.
Thanks for joining us here on this Monday afternoon, and Majid joins us on the phone. Hi, Majid.
Hey, Joe. I only take 1 minute of your time to straighten it out because, again, she's talking baloney. What it is I remember in 1960s and 70s, when people came here and got green cards, they called them resident alien.
Okay.
And then they changed that. And then they made it three steps. One of them, when you get the green card, they just call it now green card. And then you have to go after 3 or 4 years. You're a good, you know, person here. You don't have any criminal record or anything. You go for another interview to become full resident.
Okay.
And then they give you time again to prove yourself to become a U.S. citizen, which is, I believe, after 5 years or 6 years. I'm not sure, because I was a U.S. citizen in 1968. But they changed that. They changed all of that. Again, she doesn't know what she's talking about. I'm sorry. I just wanted to say that. But I just don't like her.
Okay.
She just comes up with all these rules and regulating her mind, whatever it is, without any education.
Well, I think she's pretty well educated, but she has opinions that differ from yours. But I tend to agree.
Things change.
I tend to agree with you, and I think alien is a term that has outgrown its.
He was in 1970s.
Yeah, I mean,
and
now you get a green card, you're a legal resident, right?
Yeah,
is that right?
Legal resident, And there are three steps.
And
My cousin did that, and he's a doctor now.
Okay, why couldn't someone be called an illegal resident? I guess, you know, that would be...
There is no illegal resident.
Okay, but I mean someone who's here, who has come here without documentation or without... You know, they haven't justified their presence here in the country.
They call them asylum seekers.
Well, if they do request asylum, not all undocumented immigrants are asylum seekers.
Name people names.
Okay. I think that's
fair. Are being better a little bit.
Well, and I think that kind of speaks to this whole issue of what President Biden said, and that he said he regretted it. Because, you know, calling a person, it's not, and I don't see it anyway, as an apology to this person who's accused of a heinous crime, but rather saying, hey, I regretted referring to people like him, not those who have committed or potentially have committed a horrible murder, but people who are here without documentation, labeling them as an illegal. It is dehumanizing, I would say, as an earlier caller said. But there are those obviously who think being tough or being brutal with those folks is the way we ought to be going. I'm not part of that group, but that's just some thoughts here as we get. Thanks, Majid. Appreciate your call. Let's go to Tim in Everson. Hi, Tim.
Hey, Joe. I don't know what the big deal is. I mean, if you come here not through the legal process, if you come here through illegal means, you're here illegally. I mean, that's a fact. That's just a fact.
Yeah.
Period. I mean, so I don't know why people get their panties in a wad about a label that it isn't mean or dehumanizing. It's a fact. So that being said, you know, I was never a political person. Never. I got more attuned, I guess you would say, with things over the last 6-8 years.
Okay.
And I always considered myself an independent person, an independent voter, as you would say. Yeah. I would vote along party lines for anybody. I voted for the person and their policies. But, you know, it seems like to me more of the liberal people have been pointing and poking their fingers in my chest. And if there's one thing that I will start swinging. I'm a very peaceful man, but if you poke me in the chest physically, I will swing. And verbally, it just seems like I've been poked in the chest so many times by liberals and far left people that I've been poked in the chest far enough verbally that I've moved over to a conservative place.
So you think, like you're saying, personally in conversation, or
yes?
Okay. Well,
I mean,
the rhetoric is pretty nasty on all sides. I don't think one side can claim. Okay, Tim. I was just going to say I don't think that one side is. I can claim more civility than another, maybe to a degree. But here, let me see. Hey. Oh. KGMI Connects, do you want to be on the air?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, what's your name?
Marilyn.
Hi, Marilyn. Where are you calling from?
I-5.
Okay, all right. Marilyn on I-5, what's on your mind?
They're talking about Biden calling people illegal.
Uh-huh.
And they are illegal. If they'd entered this country without legal documentation, they are doing illegal things. And Joe is being an idiot trying to defend those people.
Well, I'm not defending, and you're talking to Joe, so I'm an idiot. But anyway, you're on the air, by the way, just so you know.
Okay.
But that's fine.
It is a crime to enter this country illegally.
Mm-hmm. It's a misdemeanor.
It is a crime.
Right.
And that is an illegal activity. And maybe Biden shouldn't have said, called him illegal. He should have said he is here illegally. That's what he should have said.
Right.
I came into this country legally with a green card and have lived here a long time and am a U.S. citizen also. And I find it very frustrating. If people are in desperate need, they can apply for asylum because there are places that are very dangerous for people to live. And this country wants to be hospitable and give people an opportunity. But the numbers of people they are allowing and actually inviting into this country illegally is totally wrong. And we need to realize that.
Okay.
And I shouldn't have called Joe the name that I called him, but he is misguided in supporting people being here illegally.
Well, I'm not supporting. I want to make clear that I feel this is a problem, an issue that we need to deal with. But I think the rhetoric is way overheated, and I think it kind of moves into the area of being racist, and I'm not calling you that, but I'm saying that concerned. I think that the overheated rhetoric about immigration, I think, and it's been going on for years and years. It's not new, but it's amped up. I think we can all agree that it's amped up.
It's amped up because of the thousands and thousands of people that are coming in across the border, either sneaking across. And that's why it's amped up. And because people that live along the border, especially the southern border, are so terribly affected. And now all sorts of places are being affected because they're being shipped and then dropped off. And that is not kind.
I would agree. Yeah. I mean, we need to find a system to deal with this, definitely. But the answers aren't easy. I would say that it's not just a matter of building a wall and keeping all these people out. They're gonna come to this. Our country is a magnet for people who are living in squalor and living in violence.
Our country is partly a magnet because of the cartels.
Well,
and partly because yes, we are a country that has had a lot of promise for people.
Yeah.
Good, but they're needs to be controlled. It's like, how many people can you invite to come and live in your home at one time?
Yeah, okay.
Your own personal home. Just be practical, Joe.
Well, I think I am, but I appreciate your thoughts, definitely, and I'm glad you called today.
Yeah, okay, well, I'm sorry if I offended you.
No, you didn't. That's all right. I got a thick skin, all right?
Okay.
Thanks for calling, for sure. Okay. And let's see. We got a couple of minutes left. Hi, KGMI Connects. What's your name? You're live on the air, by the way.
This is Art from Ferndale, Joe.
Oh, okay.
Joe, yeah. I heard the topic of illegals in the country.
Illegals, okay.
Do you know any Border Patrol or Customs and Border agents?
I have. I don't currently hang out with them.
Well, you ever talk to them? Because maybe you should.
Okay.
Because they know what these are officers that have dedicated their lives. This is their business.
Right, right.
And they know what they're talking about. And the ones I know say that 90% of the people that are coming over the southern border have no reason for asylum, and 10% do.
Yeah.
So this humanitarian, compassionate idea that we're letting all these people come over the border is a bunch of baloney, because that 10%, I know, I have friends that have sheltered the ones that are really declaring asylum because they have legitimate things in their country. They fear for their life. But the other 90%, and so they've helped them to get the paperwork and help them along and to get processed legally. Okay, but the other 90% that are flooding over the border are making it much more difficult for these people that have real good reasons
but
to
Once they do, but we, but our laws state that once someone shows up at the border and requests asylum, then we have a legal system that deals with it. It's overwhelmed, definitely. But I mean, you have admit then this bill that was just ignored in Congress would have expanded that whole legal system by hiring more judges, more border personnel, and help to work through these, because if they are found to not have reason to request asylum, they're not allowed to stay. But because
not really, because they can vet them. They can vet them. They can slow them down. See, the problem is when you don't have choke points where you can regulate who's coming across the border. We process I think 1.4 million a year to legal system is set up. It isn't a problem or a mystery. So these people coming across the border, you know, I can't do anything when they get around over here. I don't hate them or anything like that. It's just that there is a process. My wife immigrated from Canada, and I've talked to other people that have immigrated. And, you know, immigration, Joe, is about health, wealth, and loyalty. The people that are coming across the border, bless their hearts, they're not vetted for their health. They're not. They're supposed to support themselves, and they have no ability to do that when they just come across the border with a bag.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, they've come from pretty much nothing, because there's something here. And I appreciate your thoughts, and I hope you'll call back again tomorrow, because I'm out of time. And it is a topic that's worthy of much discussion, absolutely. And I think the rhetoric that has been flying back and forth has just been that's what it's been. It's been volley after volley, and it hasn't proved to be very effective. And maybe we can help come up with some ideas here on KGMI Connects, because we'll be back tomorrow right here, 4 o'clock. Hope you'll join us.